I guess this is like, I'm gonna save this topic. I'm gonna fucking forget this topic. But
tell me already then.
Okay, what they're talking about with the theater system.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading an article in a magazine I recently got where they were talking about the impact of Netflix and video on demand upon the theater system and how people are just not going out to theater, just going to watch it at home because they don't have to deal with rude ass people or having to get out and or deal with the food prices at a fucking theater
or deal with superhero movies
or deal with superhero movies. There's getting ideas about how they're going to change the theater experience.
Yeah.
Good topic for later.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like something from Sony or something. They had said something about making it entertainment centers and then having film. And really that sounded like, okay, this is going to be like Dave and Buster's with a fucking screen, basically. And like, that just sounds fucking horrible.
Like Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, with a fucking TV screen. And
if I can play
got Citizen Kane going on.
If I can play claw machines while I watch a movie, I'd be in heaven though.
I fucking wouldn't, because I don't want to watch a damn movie. And I don't want to hear,
come on.
I almost had it.
Come on. I'm just like, I'm watching a fucking movie here, dude.
But anyways, movie theme prizes in the claw machine while I watch the movie.
What I believe is the way to the theater experience is by showing these old films.
I think so too, yeah.
And you can have these, we have high quality projectors now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking just hook up Blu-ray player and be like, here's the next Criterion Collection movie. Or having, like, themed night or whatever.
Yeah.
But also, the reason why this topic came up to my head is, like, having the RZA play music over the 36 chambers. Like, that, if a ticket to go and see that was $40.
If they went on tour.
I would drop it. If they went I would drop $40 to just go see that.
If they went on tour with it, it would be awesome.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Like, an outside venue with a projection and RZA doing the music. I would be there, too.
I mean, to be honest, depending if I'm able to find somewhere to stay in the Boston Revere Beach area, I may spend about $100 or like a hotel room and $11 just to go see Hideki Anno's Godzilla Resurgence. Or
is that still the plan? What? Shin Godzilla,
yeah. Or I might just fucking sleep in my car. I don't care. I need to go see that movie.
Railroad's doing similar things. Like, when they have it, like, a main subject or a main filmmaker, they'll have them come for one show, come talk about it. Because I recently watched a film, a documentary called Seed, The Untold Story.
Yeah.
And there's a seed bank in Maine. The guy, Will Bonsall, who runs it, he's an older guy, really funny guy. He was there for the opening night. Like, that's cool. Like, that's something, if I had the time, I would have gone to see it then and just have his insight and the update since his portrayal in the film. Would be cool.
Well, it's not even like getting big people like that. When I saw Solaris, they just had someone from like the local college that got up there and was just like, gave us a little idea about psychology and kind of gave us that mind frame to go and watch the movie and be like, okay, what's Tarkovsky saying about in relation to psychology and relating that with this science fiction film? It's just like making those little events.
Or you just do like a movie and discussion after, or a movie and question and answer period or something.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Make a little event. Just make a little event around the film. You're going to do a horror movie, do a costume contest based on the film. So you go in, you wear your costumes, you watch it, and then after, you have a contest or some shit like that. Yeah.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, they do that. Exactly. They have these events every night, whatever, every Saturday.
Yeah, and I mean, fucking, they fill theaters with that.
When we did, okay, when me and Nate Oliver did The Zombies Are Coming to Town, and it was filmed in Northern Maine. A friend of ours, Chris Dow, that owns a theater in Presque Isle. And he usually only plays, you know, Hollywood blockbusters because that's how he makes his money.
Yeah.
So when the film was done, Nate wanted to showcase it at that theater. And I think Chris was a little on the fence about it because he's like, who's going to come see this film? Whatever. We hyped it enough in the community that, you know, this film was made here and we're going to show it here, right? When me and Nate went out drinking before, okay? And then we're walking down the street to the theater, there was lines out the door. That filled every seat at the screen and people were in the aisles sitting.
Wow.
So that just showed right there, I'm like, here's just a small independent film that we made in the area, but it packed it because it was like an event.
Huh.
And that's something that I'm like, when I saw that, I was always like, holy cow, maybe everything doesn't have to be Hollywood films screened in theaters. Maybe, you know, local things, independent things, cult classics, B-movies, things like that would fill at least one screen for one night.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, that's enough to get, like, maybe some kind of ball rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, you're distributing it yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. You fucking think about concerts and how people start out doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, they travel the distance, you know, get a spot at a venue. You know, they're a small band. They play it. Use that money, go to the next place, and then just keep going and get their name around. Like, just finding small theaters, and I feel like there's going to be a maybe somewhat of a rise of independent film theaters.
Well, then it benefits, like, the owner. Like, Chris was charging, like, $5 the door per ticket, and then all his concessions, and he didn't have to pay to get the film there, because we just brought it to him.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? Yeah, it was great. It was win-win for everyone. We had a blast. Then we went out and drank some more.
Do you guys want to be in a distribution partnership?
Yeah.
For what?
Just finding, like, small indie films and just, like, shop them around at independent film.
That'd be cool.
Theaters and just be, well, like...
get 10%?
You get 10%.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
then we split 50-50. And then the filmmakers, that doesn't make any sense.
Your math is wrong.
Shit!
45-45, 10%.
Sounds good. So the filmmaker gets nothing?
No.
No, that's right. 35-35, 10, filmmaker gets the rest.
Okay.
That's not much.
10%. You and the filmmaker get 10%. We get 35.
Damn.
And you buy drinks.
Bam.
So is this going to be a new topic? Are we good?
No, we're good.
Because we could, like, even play this next episode and, like, get come into it and talk about more.
Come into it.
Part two, coming soon.
Coming soon.
Oh, hot.
Come in soon.
But we need to figure out what John's communal movie's going to be.
Does John have a communal movie? I'm ring leader here. I end it when we end it.
Go for it.
All right. Hey, John, what's your movie?
Oh, my movie. I wanted to do Bad Taste, Peter Jackson's first film, but we're going into October. And every year, October is... I'll do... Every night, I'll watch a different horror movie. But what we're going to do instead is the movie I talked about when Brian was our guest.
Yep.
And that's High Fidelity.
Would we facilitate a return?
With Brian?
Maybe, if he's up for it.
We'll see if we can get Brian back in.
Brian!
I know he's watched it.
Yeah.
Call
he's
me.
He's lived it.
Actually, we'd probably start working on this episode before this one's released. So.
No. Record it. I mean, we'll talk to him before this hat comes out.
Yeah. So High Fidelity. That's my film. John Cusack, Jack Black.
You know what? I was talking about Bull Moose.
Yeah.
This is going off topic. I'm stealing your thunder. I'm really fucking sorry. But imagine a movie like High Fidelity, but for a store like Bull Moose.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Where you get different people like, all right, here's the book guy.
Yeah.
Here's the music girl. Here's the film person. Yeah. Here's the one who likes the video games. And just, like, have those different personalities mix in the different kind of customers.
Well, especially with High Fidelity, because it was a book. It has an amazing soundtrack, and it's all about music, and it's film. So you can get all these people.
Is there a video game about High Fidelity?
No, but there should be.
Jack Black beats off to Lara Croft off camera.
I can't blame the man.
I mean, he's better now. Lara Croft's more advanced now.
I was going to say, like, has Jack Black, like, played the recent Tomb Raider games? Because, damn.
That sweat looks so real.
And the focus went from her boobs to her ass. Went from her boobs to her ass.
It's true.
Just saying.
I don't want to get into this topic.
I played old Tomb Raider, and it was all about her boobs.
Yeah.
And this one's all about... Crystal. The newer ones are all about her amazing ass.
Crystal Dynamics are more of an ass man.
That's all it was.
But C's are better than double D's. That's all I can say.
It's debatable.
Depends on the nipple.
This is a bonus episode.
Depends on the nipple.
Depends on... No, I'm not getting...
Nipple or areola?
Well, a combination of both. I guess the whole nipple area I'm referring to when I say nipple, but yeah.
I gotta have the areola cover 75% of boob.
Jesus Christ, man.
Because it looks like a landing pad.
For what?
Kisses?
Oh, this is weird.
I was gonna keep this conversation going, but I didn't want to sound like a sexist
pig. This is a bonus episode.
It's boner.
Boner.
It's a boner episode.
It's the boner us episode. That sounds like give us boners.
Boners are us.
Give us your boners.
Three single guys. What's it called? Three single white men? It's our podcast offshoot.
Three single white men. Yeah,
hey, not soon for me.
Huh?
Are you getting a anti-bleach blackface thing going on? Or you mean the single part?
The single part.
Okay, I was scared.
I went onto the internet. Have you guys ever heard what a daikama is?
A daikama? No.
It's a Japanese term.
Mm-hmm.
It's for like a body pillow that has a sheet over it of an anime girl. And I feel like I've gotten to that point where that's going to be my girlfriend.
You can stick a fleshlight in it.
I can't do that to my wife. Not until we're married. Not until me her and she's my wife.
I'm glad you have some value in it.
Did you say waifu?
Waifu, yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
Death Suit Vodka.
Bukkake.
Paprika?
No. I recently went through all of Neon Genesis Evangelion, so I'm going to get Rei Ayanami.
I don't know who that is.
Nor do I.
No. She has blue hair.
Oh.
Ooh, blue hair.
In the TV show, she's 14 years old.
Oh.
Edit.
No. No.
Pedophile Anderson. Change his name again.
That shit's weird. Because you know there's porns of those characters, right?
Yeah. Rule 34.
Everything has a porn.
If something exists, it has a porn.
Oh, it's Rule 43.
34.
No, no, no. There's a Rule 43. No, no, no.
Okay.
There's Rule 43, where it's a gender swap.
Oh.
Every character has a porn of them with a gender swap.
What are the first 30 or so rules?
I don't know.
I heard 34, then this new one, and I don't even know if it's 43 or 63. It's an
arbitrary thing, hopefully. Rule 21, you have to masturbate 15 times before it becomes an icon. I don't know what the rules are.
What? Before it becomes an icon? Oh, an image is not pornographic until you masturbate to it 10 times.
Why don't you research and let me know what
rule
21 is.
Fuck it, we're making it that rule.
In your, in your case, Rule 14, good enough.
Good enough.
Are you going to close, Mr. Wister?
Please end this episode.
No, I'm closing.
If I said something, you would have jumped down my throat.
I was supposed to close.
An hour ago.
Wow.
Get right in the mic.
Go your slow, bro.
Well,
dear NPR.
Dear listeners, Jamie's really pressuring me. He's saying that we have to end this podcast. I'm sure you guys have been having a wonderful time. Or maybe you've been having a horrible time. It depends on how much Jamie edits out and puts it in the bonus episode. But this has been Not Quite Hollywood podcast.
I love the wave, like, hi.
It's not that bad.
You made a butterfly.
Yay.
This has been Not Contact Us in our LinkedIn, in our Indeed, out in the satellites orbiting the Earth. Yeah.
You can find us on Plenty of Fish.
Okay, Cupid. We even have a Tinder profile.
We have a Grindr profile.
Swipe right on our Twitter.
We have a Grindr profile. August insisted.
We have to hit all the demographic.
Yeah.
We're not homophobic here.
No.
We're not sexist here.
I do get a lot of messages, though.
What?
Grindr.
Messages about what?
I don't know
on
why.
Grindr? On Grindr?
Yes. Like, what's up? DTF? I'm like,
what does DTF mean?
Do you say DT no?
Do you... No.
Down to fuck?
No, what?
Is that what that means?
Oh!
It's not down to friendship.
No. I thought it was like, you know... Dark times, friend.
No, that's the emo.
That's emo. That's Slicer.
That's Slicer.
That's for DeviantArt.com. Slicer? Fuck! Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
Find us on DeviantArt.
Slicer?
Find us for like next 10-15 minutes on Slicer.
Hey, do you want to meet up and cut together?
Depends how thin my blood is. God damn.
I've been taking blood thinners. I've been drinking a lot of vinegar lately, so I'll bleed more.
What?
A-Y-N. Are you anemic?
Are you anemic?
Oh, A-Y-A. Shit. I'm an idiot.
That's why they never got back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you...
Are you retarded?
A-Y-N? Are you pneumonia?
A-Y-R?
Is it when they have role play, they say A-Y-D? Are you dead? Do I need to call the suicide hotline for you?
Suicide squad. Same thing. The anti-suicide hotline.
Holy shit. Suicide squad is beyond... It's beyond all of us. It is one of the greatest...
Something?
Yeah, it transcended something. The movie is not the suicide squad. It's the audience after they watch the movie.
Yeah.
A squad of suicidal filmgoers. Fucking David Ayer. God damn. He's way beyond everyone else.
I'm Jamie.
I'm John, and I'm hungry.
And I'm August. Oh, shit, you haven't eaten.
I haven't eaten.
I ate before I came here. I'm not a dumbass.
Twice. Sorry.
Jamie ate twice while we were recording.
In between.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know, man.
Tune back into this.